And to the New Testament.
我们一起来看新约。
We're going to read John, Gospel according to John, chapter 5.
我们来读约翰福音第五章。
And verse 1 through 18.
第一节到十八节。
After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。
In this lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered.
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。
And drop to verse 5.
第五节。
A man was there who had been ill for 38 years.
在那里有一个人病了三十八年。
When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him,Do you wish to get well?
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？
The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me.
病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里。我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。
Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your pallet and walk.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Immediately, the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk.
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
Now it was a Sabbath on that day.
那天是安息日。
So the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, This is the Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet.
所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。
But he answered them, He who made me well was the one who said to me, Pick up your pallet and walk.
他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
And they asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Pick up your pallet and walk?
他们问他说，对你说，拿褥子走的是什么人？
But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place.
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, Behold, you have become well.Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on Sabbath.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。
But he answered them, My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.
耶稣就对他们说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath,but also was calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Let's drop down to verse 24.
接下来我们看24节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me,has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生。 不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Verse 25, Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
25节，我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一些简短的祷告。
Father, thank you for getting us together on this day that you have made for the Lord Jesus, your Son.
父啊，谢谢你这样的聚集我们，在这个日子是为你自己的儿子所建立的。
So we can come to worship him.To hear him, to know him more.
所以我们可以来到这里来敬拜他，来听他的话，来更多的认识他。
May you give us a grace to have our eyes open and our ears open.
求你施恩开通我们的耳朵，也开通我们的心窍。
So that we can see the Lord and hear him.
我们能够看见他，能够听见他。
To enter into the living relationship with him.
能够进入这个活的与他的这个关系当中。
In Christ Jesus, his most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today, thank the Lord that we're going to share the chapter 5, John's Gospel.
感谢主，今天我们要一起来分享约翰福音的第五章。
John was the oldest apostle who lived to his 90s.
使徒约翰是活得最长的，一直到90岁。
The rest of apostles, all martyrs, when they're in their 50s or 60s.
其他的其余的使徒在五六十岁的时候已经殉道而死。
But God allowed John to live to his 90s to tell us something.
但是神却允许使徒约翰让他活到90岁，好让他来告诉我们一些事。
One of the things that God wants John to tell us about is the faith.
有一件事约翰来告诉我们的就是有关于信心。
So John's gospel, the word faith occurred 98 times.
在约翰福音这个信心这个词出现了98次
and John wants to tell us that what is the true faith that God wants
因为约翰想要告诉我们什么才是真实的信心
faith has many different kinds
神所要的真实的信心而这个信心有不同种
well what kind of faith that God wants us to have
什么样的信心是神想要我们要的
So we can turn to you if you, know, you can just hear if you have Bible can turn to John's Gospel chapter 2 verse 33
洛师你有圣经你一起可以翻到约翰福音的第二章23节
It says Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast many believed in his name observing his signs which he was doing
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting him to them, for he knew all men, and because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
So this statement from chapter 2 verse 23 to 25 is very interesting.
这几节经文在23到25节我们看见实在是很有趣。
Many people, they saw Lord Jesus perform miracles in Jerusalem, and they believed the Lord Jesus.
许多人在耶路撒冷看见主耶稣所行的神迹，就信了他。
But chapter 20, this verse 24, it says, Lord Jesus does not entrust him to them.
但是在24节我们看到耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
So entrust means that he did not give himself to them.
这边交托是指他不把自己给他们。
So it tells us what true faith is.
在这里告诉我们这个真实的信心的定义是什么。
It is for God to give himself to us.
就是神把他自己给我们。
So when we believe in the Lord, from our side, we give ourselves to the Lord.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们把自己给主。
It's like a couple when they marry.
就好像夫妻两个结婚一样。
Nowadays people getting married.
那现在当人结婚的时候。
That we can see that they give each other to one another.
他们两个人彼此交托给对方。
So everything one has, the other also owns.
所以这个人所有的以后会变成那个人的所有。
Whatever husbands, that becomes a wife.
原先是丈夫有的也成为这个妻子的。
Whatever wives, that become husbands.
妻子所有的也成为丈夫的。
But nowadays, I always heard that the many people, the couple, they have their own account, they don't share.
但是现在这个社会很多的时候他们夫妻两个人有自己的银行账号他们不再共有。
So they will not understand what that means to give yourself totally to others.
所以他们不会明白什么叫完全的把自己交给对方。
The Bible says the true faith is we give ourselves to God because when we trust in the Lord, God will give himself to us.
在这里我们看见真实的信心就是把我们完全的交给主而我们这样的信心神要把他自己完全的给我们。
Everything ours, including our life,belong to Lord Jesus.
所有我们的包括我们的生活生命都是属乎主的。
Everything that God has, whole universe, all the riches, diamonds, gold, what is now most expensive thing? Everything you can think of is all ours.
所以所有的一切包括这宇宙中的好钻石啊金啊什么东西是最贵的这一切都是我们的。
So it's almost like, I like to use the example, it's like a blank check.
我愿意用这个比喻就好像是一张空白的支票。
So I shared the gospel this morning at 8 o'clock with the people from China. Now over there, they don't use check anymore. They use like an electronic payment system.
所以我早晨八点的时候有跟另外一组的在那传福音他们是在中国大陆的那在那边现在开始不用支票他们用的是电子的那种支付宝的系统
But if you still use a chat then you know that the chat what that means when we say entrust someone is that you write a chat you sign your name and send a pay to the order to another person
所以当你用支票的时候你知道这张支票上面是有一个信靠信交托、你把你自己的名字签上完了就说这一部分的钱是要交给那个人
And、in the amount field you want to write it right you want to write the $10.53 you don't want to be a more than 53 cents if that's what you owe others
假如说你欠那个人只有10块钱53毛你不会说写这个字数字超过这个。
God gave us blank check. He has his name signed and paid to the order to my name, your name, and the amount field is empty.
但是神写的这张是空白的支票，他签上了他自己的名字，在这上面他却没有写多少的金额，但是那个是。就是这部分的钱是给我也给你。
If you write such a check, are you dare to give to me?
假如说你写了这样的支票，你大概不会敢把这个支票给我。
I can write anything, $1 million.
因为我可以在上面写任何的数字，甚至100万。
And then all you have, then become mine.
完了，所有你的都成了我的。
But God gave us this such a blank check to us.
但是神给我们的就是这样一张空白支票。
His name signed, and said, "Pay to the order to Johann."
他签上他自己的名，完了，他上面说收这个支票的人就是约翰。
When we believe in the Lord on our part, we gave him a blank check as well.
当我们信主的时候，我们同样也给了一张这样的空白支票给神。
Has our name signed and paid to the order to Jesus Christ.
签上我们自己的名，上面写着收这个支票的人是主耶稣基督。
This is kind of faith God wants.
这个就是神所要的信心。
Such risk involved in faith.
看起来很多的风险。
Involved in this true faith.
在这个真实的信心的里面。
It's like a marriage, that's great risk.
就像这个婚姻好像有很大的一个风险性。
I feel for you if you want to get married.
我担心你，若是你要结婚的话。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
Such great risk. All yours become others, and others become yours.
好大的风险，所有你的都成为对方的，对方所有的也成为你的。
And John used chapter 3 and chapter 4, three stories, and to tell us.That what true faith is in this life experience of three people.
所以在约翰福音里面，从第三章到第四章，我们看到有三个人写了他们的生命的生活中的故事，来指示我们什么才是真实的信心。
Now we often ask yourself, right? Well, we want to see miracles.Right, in order for me to believe.
我们常常自己在思想，我需要看见神迹，完了我才能相信啊。
But John is telling us that seeing miracle and believe is not true faith.
但约翰在这里告诉我们，你看见了那个神迹在信，不是真实的信心。
And the true faith.Comes from other things.
这个真实的信心是从其他的事情来的。
So, these three people that Lord Jesus, especially the first two persons, Nicodemus and Samaritan woman at the well.
这三个人，尤其是前面两个人，一个是尼哥底母，还有一个是撒玛利亚妇人。
Lord Jesus basically didn't perform any miracles to them.
主其实没有行任何的神迹。
Lord Jesus had a long conversation with them.
主和他们有一个很长的一段对话。
Lord Jesus revealed to them who he is.
主告诉他们他是谁。
And what?He does for them.
他将为他们做什么
？And they believed.
他们信了。
They commit themselves to the Lord Jesus.
他们就把自己交给主。
And the third person is the royal servant whose son is about at the point of death.
第三个人就是那个大臣，而他的儿子就是病的将要死了。
They all take God's word and trust.And him.
他们都相信了神的话，信靠了他。
You see, the later we see that the, what the true faith is.
以后我们就看见真实的信心是什么。
It's based on God's own word.
是靠主他自己的话。
Not seeing the miracles.
不是因着看见神迹。
Now, unbelieving friends, when I share the gospels, many of them feel like.You know, if you show me some miracles, I might believe what you said.
我们像还没有信主的福音朋友，常常他们会说：“你把这个神迹行出来，也许我就会信了。”
When I was unbeliever, that when people try to share gospel with me, I said, "You know what? Show Jesus to me, right here, because He's God. Show Him here, and then I'll believe."
当我还没有信主的时候，有人跟我传福音，我就跟他说：“ 你将耶稣显出来，就在这里，因为他是神，他可以啊，我就相信。
Now many believers have similar thoughts.
有许多的福音朋友都是这样的想。
After we believe the Lord Jesus got saved.
当我们信主得救以后。
But when we start to walk in this path of faith.
当我们开始在信心当中行走的时候。
We feel like if we can see miracles, like if we live in the era the Lord Jesus lived in the flesh.
我们想若是我们能够看到神迹或者呢我是活在主耶稣在地上的那段时间
If I lived 2000 years ago and lived with Jesus
若是在2000年前我跟主耶稣是活在那个时候
And witness all the miracles Lord Jesus performed
完了我看见耶稣他所行的一切的神迹
Then I will have enough faith to obey the commandments of God
那我一定会有足够的信心来遵行他的命令。
If I live in the Moses era,
若是我活在摩西的时代
，Walk with the Moses,
与摩西同行
，and saw all the miracles Moses performed,
看见摩西所行的所有的神迹
，I'll trust in the Lord,
我也会相信主
，obey any commandments from God,
可以遵守。一切从神来的命令。
So John wants to, God allowed him to live this long enough to tell this story that this is a myth. It's not true.
神让约翰活得那么久，就是要让他回来告诉，这只是一个神话，并不是真实的。
The true faith comes from.Believe in what Lord Jesus says. Accept His word.
真实的信心就是听了主的话，相信他的话。
Later we'll elaborate on that point.
下面我们会讲的更多一点。
Now, so from chapter 3, 4, and 5, they all this same theme. That's what is true faith.
从第三章、第四章一直到第五章，都是讲同一个主题：什么是信心
？Chapter 5 seems like a conclusion of that topic.
而第五章呢，是这个主题的一个总结。
So I give a title called "Undeserving Mercy."
我给这个起了一个名字叫“不配得的恩典
”，or man's unbelief and God's mercy.
人的不幸和神他自己的怜悯
that this person in this story he not only see miracle but actually miracle happening to him
在这个故事里头这个人他不但看见了这个神迹而且这个神迹就发生在他的身上
yet he remained unbelief
但是他仍然没有相信
he betrayed Lord Jesus
他甚至出卖了主。
He was totally ungrateful.
他没有一点的感恩。
Yet we can see Lord still have great mercy to him and healed him.
然而主在他身上有这样大的怜悯医治了他。
The first thing that we look at this story is a name place called Bethesda.
我们第一件事要来看的就是这个故事的地点，那个地方叫毕士大池。
Now Bethesda means house of mercy.
这个毕士大这个意思就是神怜悯的家。
See, Lord Jesus knew in the beginning, he knows everyone's heart. He knew that this person would not believe him in the end.
因为我们的神他预知他知道人心中所想他知道这个人不会相信他
Yet he chose to come to him first
但是他主动来找他
Remember the story tells us that this person the paralytic didn't come to the Lord asking for healing It was Lord Jesus spotted him first and came to him and asked him Do you want to get well?
这个故事我们看见不是这个摊子自己来找主要痊愈的而是主看见了他到他那里问他你要痊愈吗
See, to understand God's grace, the depth of His mercy, we can see this story.
从这个故事里面，我们看见神他的怜悯是何等的深。
So this place called Bethesda, House of God's Mercy.
这个名字，这个地方的名字就叫毕士大，说到神怜悯的家。
Another point that we'd like to mention here.Is that he's been sick like that in that condition for 38 years.
还有一个我们要指出的就是这个人他已经病了38年。
You know, the John Gospel or the Bible like to use the numbers to show us deeper meaning.
约翰或者是圣经他愿意用这些数字来启示更深的意义。
If you know the Bible in Old Testament stories,
你若是知道在旧约的这些故事
or if you are Jews who supposed to know the Bible they hear the Bible since their child or the way up they have a Bible read to them Old Testament read to them
或者你是犹太人他们从小就听了这些旧约中的故事
when they heard this phrase 38 years
当他们听到这一句这个词38年
Let me ask you those who are believing the Lord for several years what that reminds you of
我想问一下在座的信主已经有几年的这个38年能够让你想起什么
Chris yes, wilderness journey.
是说到在旷野的行走的这一段。
In their unbelief, wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
因着犹太人的不信，他们在旷野漂流了38年。
From the wilderness, when Lord Jesus brought them out of the land of Egypt, the journey to the promised land is just a few days, maybe one day, a few days.
当主神把那个犹太人从埃及带出来到应许之地，其实只要几天的时间。
But they spent 38 years wandering around the wilderness because they are unbelief.
但是他们却在那个旷野漂流了38年，因着他们的不信。
So it reminds us that many of us.I think many of us, we were not born in a Christian family. I believed in the Lord when I was 24, 25.
这个就是提醒我们很多在座的，就像我信我们不是在基督徒的家庭出生的。我信主的时候是在24、25岁的时候。
We spend a lot of years in this unbelieving world.
我们花了许多的时间在不信的这个世界的里面。
Later we can pick it up. The person who ill actually caused by his own sin. Later we can see that.
我们接下来可以看见这个人的病是因着他的罪引起的。
You know, she says here we have five porticos. Five. You know, when you hear the five, what do we remind you of?
在这边又有一个说到五个廊子。当你听到这个五的时候，你又想到什么呢？
Five. Even you're a Jew, listen. Hear the word five. What do you mean?
当你听到五的话是什么
？John, Charlie. Yeah, Torah, right? Five books of Moses. That's the most important thing in the Jew's life. It's five books of Torah.
说到旧约的摩西五经，有五本圣经。
It tells us that religion doesn't save us.
在这里告诉我们，宗教并不能拯救我们。
So here we can see that this man, sick for 38 years, it tells us this living in unbelieving condition.
在这里我们看见这个人病了38年，他是活在不幸的里面。
And we can see that how Lord Jesus, what Lord Jesus did to him, he approaching first.
我们看主耶稣向着他做了什么呢？主主动来找他。
You know, when I believe in the Lord, I still remember in the Lord Jesus, I really like the children. So, I wish you to be here. So, we all know that Lord Jesus did. He came to him first.
我们知道主耶稣做的，他主动先来找他。
Lord Jesus knew that he was sick. He'd been sick for 38 years.
因为主知道他已经病了许久，三十八年。
His hope always dashed, because he couldn't get to the pool the first.
而他得医治的这个希望总是没有办法成全。
Lord Jesus came to him and asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
所以主耶稣来到他的面前，问他：“你要痊愈吗？”
This is a great mercy of the Lord.
这是主他的大怜悯。
Especially knowing now we are reading the story, know the end that he later betrayed the Lord.
尤其我们知道这个故事的结尾，我们知道他是，出卖了我们的主。
It's almost like Lord Jesus says, "Father, allow the rain to come down to the field of the righteous and the field of the evil."
就好像说，我们的主耶稣说，天父降雨给义人也给歹人。
So here, Lord Jesus, come to him and ask him.
这里我们看见主耶稣来到他的面前问他。
It's almost a reminder of the Samaritan woman as well.
这个让我们想起在井边的撒玛利亚妇人。
Lord Jesus, look for her first.
主耶稣亲自来找她。
And Lord Jesus overcame the obstacles and came to look for this woman as well.
主耶稣克服了各种各样的困难，主动来找她。
And Lord Jesus also overcame the obstacle to look for this man, unworthy man.
而主也克服了困难来找这个不配得恩典的人。
Because through this story, what happened was that Jews started to want to kill Lord Jesus.
因为这个故事以后，我们知道犹太人想要杀耶稣。
And Lord Jesus, despite of all this, he came to heal this man.
尽管这样，主还是来到这个人的面前，要来医治他。
And we see that what Lord also did was ask him to get up and pick up the pallet and walk.
我们看见主耶稣告诉他起来行走，拿起你的褥子来行走。
And let's look at what happened to this man. This man, Lord Jesus later found him. So again, Lord Jesus have to find him, found him out because Lord Jesus wanted to warn him.
以后我们看见主耶稣又去找他，告诉他一些事情。
So and the Lord Jesus told him that do not sin anymore.
主说不要再犯罪。
So that nothing worse happens to you.
恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。
We know that the sickness, the illness, not all the sickness directly connect to our sin.
我们知道有些病并不是所有的病是跟罪连在一起的。
Bible tells us that.
圣经告诉我们这个。
But some illness,
有些病
is a direct result of our sin.
是直接与罪连在一起。
And this person, obviously, the reason that what he was sick because of his sin. Bible didn't tell us exactly, explicitly what that sin is.
在这里我们看见这个人他的病是直接由罪引起的，虽然圣经并没有说他的罪是什么。
But through these numbers that John wants to tell us the secret that his sin is actually unbelief.
在这里 约翰用这个三十八年这个词在那里暗指他得的这个他的罪是什么，就是因着他的不信。
And if there is God, if we have gospel friend in our midst, you can think of, you know, gospel is very reasonable. God's work is always reasonable.
我们在这里若是有福音朋友，你可能会相信这个主的话，其实是蛮有道理的。
You know, Lord Jesus, God says, you know, Isaiah says, let us reason together.
在以赛亚书里面，好像神在那里告诉，让我们一同来辨认。
So you can say to yourself, if there's God, what is the biggest sin for a person to commit? If there's God.
若是真有这位神的话，最大的罪应当是什么呢？
The biggest sin, if there's a God, is we do not believe him.
若是真有这一位神，最大的罪就是我们不信他。
We not only that, we only also deny his existence.
不仅如此，我们还否认神的存在。
So we can see this person that he lived in unbelief.
我们看见这个人活在不信的当中。
After experiencing miracles himself, he remained in his unbelief.
即便他经历的这个神迹在他自己的身上，他仍然不信。
I was told by an elder brother one day.
有一次我被一个年长的弟兄告诉我。
He told me that story about a person back in China, in Sichuan, and he had this lung, the illness got into lung, 肺痨。How do you say in English?
Tuberculosis.
Whatever that is.
所以有一位弟兄是在四川的，他有这个毛病，就是肺结核病。
And at that time, that disease actually was it's like a cancer. It's incurable at that time. If you get that, eventually you will die of that disease.
因为在当时这个病是没有医治的，就像我们今天得癌症一样的，你得了就要死。
And he experienced God's miracle. He got healed. He was cured.
他在他身上经历了神的神迹，因为他得了医治。
Through the prayer.
因着祷告。
Then his elder brother asked me, "You think he was a very strong Christian in the end?"
你觉得他最后是会成为一个非常好的信主的人吗？
But this brother says that 10 years later when I met him,
十年以后我遇见他的时候，
he was a very successful businessman.
他是一个非常成功的商人。
He lived a life that is just like an unbeliever.
他过着像不信主的人一样的生活。
Totally.Basically left the Lord.
整个的离开了主。
So, and in our life we can see that as well, even to ourselves.
我们在我们的生活经历中，我们也能看见这个好像对我们自己也一样。
How many times we experience our prayer got answers, but we still remain in kind of twilight zone of believing and unbelief.
好多次我们的祷告得着应许，但是我们仍然活着这样子的信或者不信那样疑惑当中。
Yeah, so I won't reach out the water, but there's no water either. So I immediately know the sister is not here. The sister is very faithful. If he's here, that he always provide the water.
弟兄想要喝水，但水不在这儿，他知道哦。常常放水的这个姊妹不在，因为她非常的忠心，每次都会放水在这儿。
And so we can see that what true faith is. John's telling us not because you see the miracle or you even yourself experience miracles.
所以约翰在这里告诉我们，真实的信心是什么？不是因着你看见了神迹，或者你自己亲自经历了神迹。
And Lord Jesus said this in the 24.
这里在二十四节，主耶稣这样说。
Lord Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life."And does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
So Lord Jesus told us, what is the way of true faith?
主耶稣在这里告诉我们，怎样能够得着这个真实的信心。
Who hears?My word.
那个人是听到我的话。
You know, the Chinese character is very interesting.
中文的这个文字很有趣。
The Chinese character, the faith, right, is you have a person, and then you have a person's word, together called faith.
来看这个信这个字。一边是人字旁，是一个人，另外一边是那个话，那个言语，所以这两个放在一起。
Basically, a person's word, spoken words.
说到这个人所说的话。
And you believe that, you think that what this person says is true, you accept it, that is faith.
你听到这个话，你相信这个话是真的，你接受了它。
Bible also tells us this in Romans 10:17.
圣经也在罗马书十章十七节说。
If faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ.
信是从听到来的，听到是从传道来的。
So when we hear God's word, and we consider, and we're convicted that it is true.
当我们听见神的话，我们也被信服了。
So we receive in our heart.
我们把它接受到心中。
That's called faith.
这个就是信。
That's the true faith.
这个是真实的信。
Accepting what Lord Jesus says.
接受主所说的。
And consider it and convicted that it is true.
思想了，也信服了，这是真的。
And receive it in your heart.
领受到自己的心中。
And God's word, in Lord Jesus, especially in the Gospel of John, what Lord Jesus tells us, whatever His word is, it talks about Lord Himself.
在约翰福音，我们看见所有主书说的话都是说到他的自己。
Who Lord Jesus is?
主是谁？
And what He does.
他做了什么？
So John also tells us five times Lord Jesus says, I am.
在约翰福音他说了，主说了五次，我是。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the life and the resurrection.
我是复活，我是生命。
I am the truth. I am the way, the truth and the life.
我是道路，真理，生命。
He used seven times that he tells us the Lord Jesus says who he is.
他用了七次主耶稣说他是谁。
And he used seven signs, miracles, tell us to prove that what Lord Jesus is.
他也用了七个的记号在那里证明主到底是谁。
He called miracles, not as miracles, he used a different word called signs.
他在这里不用这个神迹这个词，而是用这个记号。
The purpose of miracle is not miracle itself, but points to us, to the Lord Jesus, so can we can believe in Him.
这个神迹的目的并不是神迹自己，而是借着这个神迹指向我们的主，来相信主。
Through the miracles that Lord Jesus performed as a proof to what He says He is.
借着这个神迹在那里证明了我们的主到底是谁，完了我们相信他。
So that when we receive God's word, what Lord Jesus says about him, what Lord Jesus says is actually we are accepting the Lord himself.
所以当主在那里说了，我们听了，我们接受了主所说的。
So when we believe in his word, meaning that we believe in Lord himself.
我们相信他的话，其实就是相信我们主自己。
When we receive his word in our heart, meaning that we receive Lord Jesus himself.
我们说我们相信主，就是相信主他的自己。
And as he said, the result is that has eternal life.
这个结果是什么呢？就有永远的生命。
It didn't say has a religion.
不是说有一个宗教。
He who hears my words and believe, and he who has the best religion in the world.
不是说听到了、接受了、相信了，就有了世上最好的宗教。
We're not preaching Christianity as a religion.
我们在这里并不是在那里传讲基督教作为一个宗教。
When we have life, it is a relationship.
我们当有这个永远的生命以后，说到的是那种关系。
When our children have our life, that we have this special bond, right? The relationship.
就像我们生下孩子，孩子跟我们之间有那个生命的那个纽带。
You don't call it religion, then.
你不会叫它是一种宗教吧？
It is relationship.
这是说到的一种关系。
It's a living relationship.
是一个活的这个连结。
So Lord Jesus says in the 25, verse 25, it says that the voice of the Son of God who hear the dead shall hear the voiceOf the Son of God. Voice is a living thing.
二十五节说到听到那个话，而这个话是一个活的话。
When we believe in the Lord first time, we get saved, and from now on, we are in the living relationship with Christ.
所以当我们听见这个话，相信从那一刻开始，我们跟神之间就有一个活的这样子的一个关系。
When we pray, actually we hear God's response.
我们在那里祷告，我们能听见主他的回答。
When we read the Bible, we hear God's voice.
我们在那里读圣经，我们也能听见主他的声音。
God speaks to us through His living word.
主向我们说话，借着这些活的话语。
If not, then you live in a religion.
若不是的话，那你就是活在宗教的里面。
Bible tells us the letter kills, the religion kills, and the spirit quickens, gives life.
圣经告诉我们，字句或者宗教是叫人死，只有让我们活的乃是灵。
Make sure you pray when you pray. You need to pray for the prayer.That you may enter into this living relationship with God.
所以当你祷告的时候，先为你的祷告来祷告，让你能够进入与神那个活的那个关系的里面。
Make sure you're convicted that God actually listened to my prayer.
你真实的信服神正在听你的祷告。
And when you read the word, and you just have this very spontaneous short prayers, and Lord, speak to me.
当我们来读主的话的时候，我们里面很自然的、自发的会说：“主啊，向我说话。”
Let me hear your voice.
让我能听见你的话。
At this prayer, then we can ask the Lord.
我们就祷告，我们在那里寻求祷告神。
Just for a word or two.
哪怕是一句两句。
You hear God speaks to us. That's wonderful.
当我们听见主的话的时候，实在是非常的奇妙。
Says he does not come into judgment and has passed out of death into life.
这里说到这个人就不再定罪，乃是出死入生了。
Now we have two births and two deaths. Everyone experienced two births.
我们有两个生 也有两次的死，每一个人都会经历这样子。
We are born twice.
我们是两次生两次。
Or we're meant to be born twice.
或者我们可以说我们理当生两次。
So first birth would be the parents give life to us.
第一次的生是父母给了我们这个生命。
We are born into a flesh.
我们生了就有这样子的一个、肉体。
A physical body.
我们真正的我们的身体。
Now this second birth, that is born from God.
第二次真正的那个生是从神生的。
And born into spiritual life in us.
深入到这个属灵的这个生命的里面。
And we're given this eternal life from God, God's own life.
而神就把这个永远的生命，神自己的生命给我们。
And we can start to know God, experience God with this life.
我们就可以借着这个生命来认识他，经历他。
And there are two deaths.
有两次的死亡。
First death is physical death.
第一个就是我们肉身的死亡。
100 years later, how many of us will still be here today?
一百年以后还有几位仍然活在这世上
100 years later
一百年后
Who's the youngest one among us?
这边最年轻的是谁
100 years later we're all gone
一百年以后我们 都离开这世界
Every generation What is death rate for every generation For this generation
每一代这个死亡率到底是什么那这一代又是什么呢
100%Every single generation.
100%每一个世代。
But that's only first death.
这个只是说到的第一次的死。
Now second death.
那第二次的死。
Means that we are in the hell.
说到在地狱里面。
Now to understand this is to we need to understand what death means.
我们若是要明白这一个，我们必须知道这个死到底是什么。
Death means separation.
这个死就是说到分开。
First death, physical death, is our soul or spirit separated from our body.
第一次的死就说到我们的魂和我们的身体分开。
That's first death.
这是第一次的死。
Our body is a corrupting or after we die.
我们的身体就要腐化，死了以后就不见。
Our spirit in our left body, separated.
我们的灵就要离开，从这个身体离开。
Now second death is separation between our soul, our spirit, from our From God.
第二次的死是说到我们的灵我们的魂与我们的神分开
And that condition separation from God eternally is called the hell in the Bible
这个永远的分开在圣经里头说的就是地狱
So I've been asking God give me grace to speak of subject of hell
我有求主给我这样的恩典我能够来说到这个死
For many, many years.
许多年
But I haven't felt that I got around to be able to share that topic yet.
我仍然觉得我好像还没有预备好来分享这一个题目。
The hell is real.
这个地狱是真的。
It's not created in the beginning for humankind.
并不是一开始就已经被造了为着人来预备的
It was created for the fallen angels
而是为着那个堕落的天使来预备的
So don't go there
不要往那里去
Don't have a fallen angel as your neighbors
不要与这些堕落的天使做邻居
Believe in the Lord
相信主
If you are convicted today that what he says is true then accept him as your personal savior today.
若是今天你听见主他的话你信服了你就接受他得拯救。
And Lord Jesus said the dead will hear the voice of the living God, the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这里说到死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
And then read from the beginning that verse. Truly, truly, I said to you, an hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of Son of God, and those who hear will live.
实实在在的告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
When we're in unbelieving state,
当我们还在不信的时候
，before we believe in the Lord,
在我们信主之前
，God sees us as dead.
神看我们是死的。
That means that we will not be able to.Responds to the outside stimulus, right? We have doctors now.
死意味着就是我们对周围外界的这些没有任何的反应。
So if you pinch the dead, and he will not feel pain.
你在那扭那个死人，他不会觉得痛。
If you rebuke him, he will not feel shame.
你在那里骂他，他也不会觉得羞耻。
If you praise him, he will not thank you.
你在那里赞扬他，他也不会来感谢你。
Totally unresponsive.
整个就没有一点的反应。
This is the condition that we have not believed in the Lord yet.
这个就是我们在信主之前的那种状态。
To God, we are dead.
对神来说，我们是死的。
So Bible says we were dead in sin and our trespasses.
在圣经里头说，我们是死在罪恶过犯中。
Now I think English has a phrase called a walking dead, or dead walking, walking dead.
在英文中有这个短语说啊、死活的死人。
行尸走肉。
行尸走肉，谢谢。
Walking dead.
行尸走肉。
So we are all walking dead.
我们曾经都是行尸走肉。
We are not responsive to God's word.
我们对神的话没有反应。
When God speaks to us, we don't know what happened.
神跟我们说话，我们听不见，我们不知道。
When God warns us, we cannot respond because we couldn't hear.
神在那警告我们。我们也不知道，我们不反应。
We thank the Lord. Bible tells us because of His great love for us, because His riches in His mercy, that He made us alive in Christ.
感谢主，因着他的大爱和丰盛的怜悯，他来拯救我们。
He made us alive.
他让我们活过来。
So here tells us how we are made alive when we are dead is through hearing God's word. Not just the word, it is a living voice of the Son of God.
在这里看见他让我们听见他的话，这里不单单是话，而是一个活的声音，我们就活泼的声音，我们就醒过来了。
In our conscious, we have many levels. You know, at that level, you know, we are disturbed by the noises and the thoughts, you know, in our mind and a lot of things.
我们常常会被搅扰各种各样的事情，分心。
I hope that today we can hear in the depth of your soul the voice of the Son of God.
希望今天在你的魂的深处，你能听见神儿子的声音。
He'll tell us that to come to Him to have salvation that is done by Himself.
但愿你听见，你来接受，你就能接受他的，你的信心就能让你得拯救。
So He died for us on the cross, so we don't have to die ourselves.
因着他在十字架上死了，我们就不用再死。
We don't have to be judged by God in the end.
在末日，我们就不会被定罪。
And we'll have this eternal life. to share his life with us.
我们就有这个永远的生命，是他将他自己的生命赐给我们的。
All our sins in the past, current, and the future is all forgiven.
所有的罪，过去的、现在的、将来的罪，通通被赦免了。
As long as we come to him, acknowledge all the sins.
只要我们来到他的面前认罪。
Acknowledge that we are sinners.
承认我们是个罪人。
That I hope that God will have mercy on us.
希望神向我们施怜悯。
So none of us like this man that becomes so undeserving.
没有人像这个人那样子的不配得恩典。
All of us may experience this miracle of our hearts.
每个人都来经历在我们心中的这个神迹。
Give ourselves to the Lord.And in return, Lord will give himself to us.
我们就把我们自己全部的交给他，这样子主也可以把他自己完全的交给我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一起祷告。
And thank you for the Lord Jesus, your Son, the great salvation you accomplished in him, through him.
父啊，感谢你，借着我们的主耶稣，你的儿子成就的这样子的救赎。
And also this eternal life, the Lord Jesus gave us as we receive Him.
当我们相信接受他的时候，这个永远的生命就赐给了我们。
Once again, we pray that you may open the eyes of our hearts.
再一次求你开我们里面的心眼。
And open our ear,
开通我们的耳朵
so we can both see and hear our Lord Jesus.
所以我们能够看见，也能听见我们的主耶稣。
In Christ Jesus, the most holy and precious name, we pray.
奉我主耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.